mentioned how the Gemara in Makkah says, "Bo chabakuk v'midan alachas v'tzadik b'munosu yichyeh." The Marsha says that b'etzem as Chazal tell us, the Ramach Ivarim connect the Ramach mitzvah to say, and the mitzvah of Anoichi Hashem Leikecho, which is the mitzvah of Amuno, that's connect the leaf, and that's b'etzem bo chabakuk v'midan alachas, because really, when you boil it down at the end of the day, there's really only two mitzvahs. One mitzvah essay, one mitzvah leisa say. Mitzvah essay is Anoichi Hashem Leikecho, and this leisa say is lo yisasa. It's lo yelecho. Elohim achirim alponai. Metzim, that's what it means, that mipi agvura shamanu. That when all the mitzvahs could be boiled down, kol mitzvah secha emuno, means that all the mitzvahs could be boiled down to the inyan of emuno. And Befrata, Rabbi Seinu have told us that the ikur avoido bizmanenu is emuno. Is emuno when it's a choyshech techas eretz, and it's very hard to see the Rabbanu Shalom. Befrata, everything screams, koyche veitzim yodi yosei li sechar lezeh. And that's really what it's all about. Then it's very schwer to see the Rabbanu Shalom, and even if we have the idea, it needs a lot of hashivos al vavecho to actually practically live like that, which is the inyan of bitochen, is to take the emuna and translate it into practice. That's the avodah. It's interesting, this inyan that Anoichi Hashem Lekecho is the ikar mitzvah, it's not pasha bechlal that Anoichi is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as the first mitzvah. Ha-mitzvah harishayno, hi-ativay asher tivonu lahamin helakus, v'hu shenamin shiyesh shom, Ilo v'tziba hu po'al l'chol anim tzoyis hu amri yizbarach anoich Hashem l'kecho. This is the mitzvah of believing in the Ribbono Shel Olam shetzivanu laham in helukus. Believe that there is a Borei Olam, that everything stems from him. U'b'seif g'mar makas, it says Tarik mitzvah nemar lo demoyshe b'sinai ma'ikro tori tzivalonu moyshe kolem minyan tero, which is only 611. Hikshu al zeh, that it's only 611. Ra'isa tshuva anoichi v'leyeh mipi agvur shamanim. So we see, Hinei kvar yizbar lecho, ki Anoich Hashem michlal sheish meyois v'shloi shesi mitzis, v'utzivei be'amunah k'moi shebe'anu. Betem, it's k'mad a gemara mefureshes, the gemara says, Tur tziv alanu moyshe, Tur v'gematria Tur, which is 611, it's not 613. The gemara says, no, there is another two mitzis, Anoichi en lo yelecho, which you heard from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's what it seems, that those are actually two mitzis that are mashlim. So when I said last week, b'pashtus, that's what it is. The Bahag learns not that way. Bahag says, no, it's really the mitzis of lo yelecho, elihim achirim alponai. It's kerlul a few different mitzvahs. The hemshech of the pesukim is kerlul, but anoichi nechanami is really hakdama, and that's really what the rishonim were bothered by, is that you can't have a tzivoy to believe in Ribbono Shel Olam before you have a mitzvah. How could it be? You can only have a commandment if you know that there's somebody that's commanding you. But if you don't know that there's somebody commanding you, so you can't have a commandment. So you can't have a commandment to believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam. If I don't know that there's Ribbono Shel Olam, so there's no mitzvah to start out with. It's a catch 22. And remember that doesn't, it's bechlal not a mitzvah. Says the Ramban is Masber the Bahag. And he says, V'nir mi da'itoy shalabala lochis, she'ein minin taryag mitzvahs elik zeroysov yisale, she'gozor aleinu lasayt, all the mitzvahs are things that were commanded to do or not to do. However, the emunah, this is emunah is not something which is a tzivun. Emunah is something that was clear to us. Because the Baruch Hu took us out in this dazzling array of nisim, gluyim, and they were able to point Zekeli Vanvei Umamish, there was Briris, that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. After that, that's the Yediyah. After the Yediyah, so now you know that there's a Mitzvah. Once there's a Mitzvah, then you can have all the rest of the mitzvahs. And how does the Rambam learn? The Ramban goes like that, and Leisa say, hey, he learns like the Rambam. And he says, no. He says that it is a Tzivun. And he says, Amashal Amad Over Deyma. Chazal ask that, why doesn't the Torah start with the Aseres HaDibros? That's in the first Rashi. Why don't we start with the mitzvahs? Why doesn't it start with the Aseres HaDibros? So he says, the Chazal say, Moshe Lamad Avar Deyme, to a Melech that comes in and he says, B'mekabu Ma'al Malchus. They said to him, what did you ever do for us that we should B'mekabu Ma'al Malchus? So he built them a wall surrounding the town. He brought in water. He fought the Mohammed. Then he said, B'mekabu Ma'al Malchus. He said, oh, now we see what you've done. We'll B'mekabu Ma'al Malchus. So that's what Ribbono Shel Olam. He could have started off gracious Baralikim, Aseres HaDibros, Anoich Hashem Lekecho, right? However, He said, first I'll show you what I can do. I'll show you that I took you out of Mitzrayim with all the nisim and how I, everything that I've done for you. That's what it says. So Nechei Hashem Lekecha is the Kabbalah's Malchus of believing that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the Kol Yochol, and be makabel that on yourself to live with that yedia, really. It's a mitzvah. Now that you know it, be makabel yourself this yedia. But the truth is that Ibn Ezra asks, why does it say Anoich Hashem Lekecha? Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid asked Ibn Ezra, the Kuzari. He says, why doesn't it say that, at least he quotes him, I'm not sure who asked him. He quotes him. Ibn Ezra quotes Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. So why doesn't the Torah say Anoich, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu say Anoich Hashem Lekecha? Asher Baruch Shemayim Aretz. The Kuzari speaks about this also. Ibn Ezra quotes him. He says, Asher Baruch Shemayim Aretz. That's the way that he should introduce himself with him. He says, no, because Anoich Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzitzich Meretz Yisrael was, don't rely on hearsay. Rely on what you yourself saw. You yourself saw Anoich Hashem Lekecha Asher Tzitzich Meretz Yisrael. It's clear to you that there's a Bayer Elam over here. And once it's clear to you that there's a Bayer Elam, then in a Kanami, we makabel all the tzivuyim. Mehechat Yisiyas. That is an excellent question. Mehechat Yisiyas. That if we're not supposed to rely on hearsay, so then what's pshat bizmanenu? How are we supposed to believe? That is really all. This is mamish. The time is Yitzias Mitzrayim. The parsha is Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Ramban, the famous Ramban at the end of Boy, says that in a Chanami. That's why we have so many mitzvahs that are zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, tzitzis and tefillin. And he says even mezuzah, which is not exactly clear. It does not mask Yitzias Mitzrayim. Seems to be through the mezuzahs that they had, that they put the dam on the mezuzahs, and kiddush and yontif and shabbos and all the different things that are zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why do we have so many mitzvahs that are zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim? And he says because in the Chanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to perform, so to speak, for every single kofer and every single generation. He performed once in the times of Bria Sa'olam, and in the Chanami, no one was there to see it. So you can't rely on anything. However, in the times of Yitzias Mitzrayim, there was 600,000 people, millions really of Klal Yisrael that all saw it. And Hashem said, I'll perform once and for all, and I'll show that I'm the one that was burning and I'm manig, and I can change the teva as I wish and as I will and at whim. And Memela, once I've proven myself, so to speak, then everybody has to tell it over. Not only that, Ramban says in Parashat Yisrael, Bavor Yishma Ha'om Medabri Imoch V'dam B'chol Yamiru La'olam, means that everybody will be able to hear. By Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made such a situation that there was Nevuah, that everybody in Klal Yisrael was able to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking to Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody in Klal Yisrael reached the Dazal. There's no Shalom B'chlal, even out the fact that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, they heard it, and there's no Shalom B'negiah to Torah Min HaShamayim, because they heard him giving over to Moshe Rabbeinu. They all reached the Darga of Nevuah. So they had hundreds of thousands of people that reached the Darga of Emunah with, as Rabbi Menachem Weinberg likes to call it, five-finger clarity. Something which is so pashut to you, like your five fingers in front of you, even if your eyes are closed, you know for sure that there's five fingers, right? There's no suffix about it. You have clarity, 100% clarity in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that there's such a Metzias. The Mela, you're supposed to give it over to the next generation, the next generation, the next generation. And every time we do a mitzvah, we're just reminding ourselves of what happened back then. That's the mashal story with the Yisrael Salanter, well-known story with the Yisrael Salanter, that he once went to an inn and he saw that the innkeeper stopped covering his head, he stopped wearing a yarmulke. So he said, Vos Geshen. So he said, I'll tell you what happened. A maskil came, and he said that if there's really a Bari Olam, so I'm going to eat chaza right now, I'm going to eat trade for meat, and if there's really a Ribbono Shel Olam, so let me die on the spot. And he ate it, and came Zach on Yishka. There's nothing happened. Nothing happened. He was fine and dandy. He was able to swallow it. Nothing happened to him. So I'm not so sure. So right then, this is how the story goes. Right then his daughter walked in. The innkeeper's daughter walked in with a big tuda that said that she knows how to play the violin very well. And she came in first place and whatever. So Sosanta says, you know how to play the violin? Let me see you play the violin. So she got all offended and she went running to her father crying. So the father says, what's the big deal? Go play for him. She says, I don't understand. What do you think that the Tuda is? The Tuda is showing that I know how to play. I have to play for every single Chaim Yanko that comes over and asks me. That's exactly what the Tuda is. So Rizal Tanta turned to the father and he says, Tishma lozlacho mashihi moiti mipio. listen to what she's saying. He says, this is exactly what the Rebbeinu Shlomo said. I don't have to every Chaim Yankel that comes and says, I'm going to swallow a piece of meat and see if the Rebbeinu Shlomo sends a bolt of lightning to strike me. I don't have to perform for every person. I performed once and I showed everybody my Tuda, Yitzis Mitzrayim. And Mamela, that's what it is. Now, Agav, if this is how the Maisa goes, then L'chur, that was the biggest riot, Ashkocha Protest. That Punkta came in at the exact time that the daughter came in, that was L'chur, the biggest riot. So we have the Yechur list. It's not like Briyos HaOlam, then no one was there. Hundreds and thousands of people that were there to see it. And Mamela, there's that clarity that was gained and was given over. But Lamaista, L'chura, you can't compare it. You can't compare. How could you compare the Muna that you saw, these tremendous Nisim, the Nisim in Mitzrayim, the Nisim Alayam, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Korah Kol Rekim, and Varo She'inan Mavadai, everybody reached the Darug of Nevuah. So L'chura, very good, we'll tell it over, and every time that we say Kiddush, we're supposed to remember Zeich Litzis Mitzrayim. But L'chura, how does it supposed to resonate by us the same way that it did by those that left Mitzrayim? So, the truth is that the Yaivitz in his Akdamot is Siddur, and the Chodesh Lavavas basically says come out the exact same thing in Shar Bechino, Parakeh. He says like this, Vim Yirtza Adam Lirez Vizman Hazeh Nisim Hadoimim Lenisim Shenasu Lavo Yiseinu. You want in the 21st century, you want to see, come show me. Show me Nisim that rival the Nisim that happened in the time of Yisus Mitzrayim. Yitin Mabat Amiti Al Kiyomenu Beinu Umayit Mi'ol Sh'anu Begolos. Look how we're lasting in the Golis. He talks about the financial aspect, we're just as good, we're maybe even a little better. And even though we were oppressed throughout the generations, the Yavit speaks this out also. He says that L'chura, where do you have such a thing that they've been oppressed for thousands of years, one nation, and they're still around, and they're still proud, and they're the conscience of the world, and they're the ones that everybody looks up to. Where do you ever have such a thing? He says, to me, he says it's a nace bigger than any other nace. And the truth is that if you think about it, it's really true. And if you think about it, I was just looking, they had a summary of the security situation of the past year. And they wrote how many rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel in the past year. Over 1,000 rockets were fired. In any place in the world, I think, that even one rocket is fired, generally there's 10 to 20 people that are killed. And they had one rocket that was fired at a plane recently, right? And they knocked down the whole thing. Here there's rockets and rockets and rockets, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. And it fell in an open field, and it fell over here in the field. I don't know for sure, but I can tell you that when they had the Gulf War, this is already 30 years ago, they had the Gulf War in 1991. They were talking about the Tomahawk cruise missile. That was a big missile. And they were saying about it that it was able to basically, you program it and it can turn the street. It goes down, makes a left, makes another right, goes into the building, smashes the entire building. It doesn't miss. It doesn't miss. And there, 30 years later, they still can't figure out how to shoot a missile. Hard to believe. It's hard to believe. I was overhearing somebody in 2008 that they had the Mifsan Gaza, and he's a sniper, and he spoke. I remember Barry Klein spoke. I can't remember his name. Itzik something or another. Remember this sniper? And he said, and he asked them about the Nisim that happened there. He said that all I could tell you is that we were walking in between the different buildings, and there's snipers on the top of the buildings shooting at us, and there's bullets whizzing over our heads. He says, I'm a sniper. I don't miss. He says, here there's people, snipers, that this is their job, just whizzing over our heads, passing by. He says, there's no way to explain it. There is no way to explain it. Bamis, there's no way to explain it. And if a person thinks about it, and he's made some lave a little bit to it, then I'll see that the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer on us in a way that has no rival, that can't be compared to anything else. That's Nisim, that Batsim rival. If you open your eyes, you see Nisim Gluyim. It really is Nisim Gluyim. We just don't like to think about it because the newspapers tell us that, no, really, they just opened up another. But if you think about it really, then you'll see the Nisim Gluyim, and that's something which rivals Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and that should be able to give us the emuna, which is the Anoich Hashem Lekecha, and according to the Bahag, that's before the emuna, that's before the tivuim. That's the first step, that's that open our eyes and be able to see this emuna and feel this emuna, And with that, we'll be able to come to the rest of the mitzvahs, which are called mitzvah Techa and Munah.